You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
What's going on, you rogue sloot snipers? Just make sure you keep the crosshairs on her lower back and belly. Welcome to
Rotten Roast
with two Richards in a car. It's a nice overcast day, which means we shouldn't have to worry about an overheating camera.
Shouldn't, but this is a GoPro, you never know.
GoPro, you never know.
Let's stuff more shit into a smaller box, yeah, and hope for the best.
Murphy likes it low and slow in the GoPro hole. But we do have a story sent in. This looks like it's definitely your cup of tea. We're talking about the Sacramento Coast Guard, and the story comes to us from a gentleman who goes by the name Zion Storms, and it's called The Last Stand Gone Right. I'm Ron Burgundy.
All the military bases in the surrounding areas, the women you find there are the women of a thousand cocks.
Yes.
You know that meme where I throw the hot dog down the hallway? Well, this would be like a machine Nerf gun filled with hot dogs all firing the whole nine yards until empty down the same hallway.
Correct. Or a warm bowl of soup.
A warm bowl of soup. Yeah, just like those drinks that you now see in these ridiculous TikTok videos where people are like hollowing out the hot dog to use as a straw to lick up all the bazooka juice.
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Let's have none of that, please.
No. And, of course, because this comes to us from former military personnel, I will have to depop it as we go. So, most of the editing is probably going to be me just restarting sentences because these go together about as well as the two ends of a loaf of bread.
Listen, man. Men do not acknowledge commas. All right?
But women will break up with you over a hanging comma.
Correct. Correct. That happened to me, actually. And I wouldn't really break up with her. It's like,
you didn't even have a date, right?
No, I just talked to her a few times on the internet.
You have to hang in comma. I'm afraid that I cannot be with a man who leaves a comma hanging.
It's pretty much, it's like, you're a nice guy and everything, but, you know, your grammar skills are lacking, and that says a lot about you. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Sure thing, baby.
All right, enjoy that.
Better leave a comma hanging than leave you hanging after I leave $10 on the nightstand. Just saying.
Didn't even get to that stage.
Yeah,
it's just fine.
Hey, you know, that's less frustration for you.
Now that I've gotten older, you're absolutely correct.
Men value their peace more and more as they age. By the time they get to 40, it's one of the most important things to them. So if you cannot add to a man's peace and only subtract from it, get comfortable at your final destination.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
Stop!
Dude, we're such dicks.
Well, there's a reason why millennial chicks in their 30s are now, like, making a sport out of banging, like, young Gen Z dudes. It's because it's the two halves of the population that have been, like, the leftovers of the sexual marketplace are meeting together in the middle and having a little way-hey-hey.
That's disgusting!
Whatever works for you.
Way-hey-hey, you're talking about bumping uglies.
Yes. Yeah. I've been there. When I was 19, there was a 34-year-old blonde, a hottie, who came into Blockbuster, and I looked older than she thought, and she looked younger than I thought. And we found out that it was cougar hunting.
Things fit together.
Didn't even mean to go cougar hunting, but yet I did.
No, she was in ocelot range.
Ocelot, okay.
Yeah, they don't get in the cougar range until, like, you know, north of 44.
And then after that is, like, mountain lion stage.
Yes.
That's when they just eat you.
That's puma. Yeah.
That's we're done after that.
Yeah, you're done.
It's disgusting.
Receding gum lines, Tyrannosaurus rexitis, bottomless vagina.
It's time for a denture adventure.
wish I had my pad to write that down. Dude, that's great! Denture adventure. Oh,
a
yeah.
A little denture adventure while I'm massaging your tonsils, baby. It's all good.
Getting your tonsils bashed.
You suck like Mary Todd Lincoln. It's quite fantastic.
Damn.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, bring it.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for this one, but here we go. You already know I was part of the Coast Guard. From 21 to 22, I was part of the Sacramento Coast Guard, served like my dad did back in his time. But he served way longer than me. Right. And then I got transferred after boot camp.
And that's what happens after boot camp.
You transfer.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
And you don't know where you're going. Usually, you know, it's a lottery.
And not the redneck retirement fund kind
no,
of
no.
Yeah, okay.
So well, sure. It could be, depending upon where you're stationed.
True story. There's barracks bunnies and lot lizards have a lot in common.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. Collecting all the Pokemon STDs. Herpes encephalitis squared. I went to the Sacramento National Guard, learned some courses there, worked with a couple of great guys, including a rogue sniper. Hmm. Well, they placed him in that unit, because that's the way they're going to let him rock. Then I went to USCG Sector Puget in Seattle, Washington.
That's where Brimelow's come from.
Oh, so it's the Brimelow capital of the U.S.?
I believe Sir Mix-a-Lot came up with that one, the Brimelows. Kind of like the Wamelows, but they hang out around the Navy bases.
His anaconda don't want none, because everybody's been in your box hunt. She had her own barracks. She had her own barracks there. Let's just keep her identity a secret.
Wait for it.
Lieutenant Ugly Mother.
All right.
So we're going to call her Lieutenant Ugly Mother.
This is already starting out as a hate fuck story.
Yeah. Now, if it seems like I'm jumping around in this story illogically, it's because I am. Because I didn't write it, and I'm pretty sure that the person who wrote it was on a heavy amount of alcohol when they did write it. So.
He was using an alcohol editor?
Yeah, there very well may have been alcohol involved here. I think we could do a co-editing credit on this one to Mr. John Daniels.
He was A&E writing alcohol.
Most of you know him as Jack, but when you've known him as long as this guy has, you call him John. Lieutenant Ugly Mother saw me when I came into the barracks due to her being our superior.
You are addressing a superior officer.
No, merely a higher ranking one.
And due to that bitch having her own fucking office. Even though she was the only one at the base. The only woman at the base, I'm guessing.
Well, that's typically why they give them their own office. They put them away.
Yeah.
Put them in a corner. Tell them, don't touch anything. It'll be fine. We'll get you through this first stage. You'll get a good OER and you can fuck up and move up the chain. That's typically how that goes.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good and bad. If there was a cadre of these Quantahas, then you'd be able to, you know, blame the stench on each other. But when there's only one of them...
You do not want to get stuck near the cunt choir. That's bad.
It smells like Lieutenant Ugly Mother in here.
Yeah.
Oof. Either that or somebody cracked open the can of tuna and just decided to put a tea candle in it. Mm. Just like Gwyneth Paltrow intended.
Star-kissed.
Brown chocolate star-kissed. Not to be confused with chocolate starburst munging.
God damn it, that's horrible. Stop. Move along.
She was there for 4 years, so clearly she must have sucked off someone. But I digress. Only chick there, she got her own office, own barracks.
Woo!
Yeah. And I guarantee you that despite all of that special treatment, she found a reason for it to be a bad thing.
Yes. And well, first of all, if you're an officer and they keep you in the same billet for 4 years, you're fucking up.
So it might not have been a sucking someone off scenario. No, it may have been a, we're just going to keep you here.
Correct.
Kind of like moving Milton down under the stairs in Office Space.
Excuse me,
Then they'll pass her up toys for captain, and she's out of the service.
She's got like an eggplant in this hand and a banana in the other. I would set the building on fire. Somebody's gonna meme this. I'm so fucked. I would set the building on fire. Please give me back my red swing line cock.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all.
See, I understand the military, the background check on all that stuff.
Says who, flathead?
For you, 4 years is just 4 years. For an officer, 4 years, same billet, bad thing.
Bad.
Typically, 3 years is the max. Okay. And usually, there's a request from the higher command to keep a really good officer in billet for up to 36 months. So if you go over that and there's none of that paperwork in your file, your military service is going to be cut radically short.
Oh boy. Lieutenant Ugly Mother, for some reason, when I would be doing our PT test, which is nothing compared to the U.S. Army, just to be honest. Shout out to all armed forces, except for the Navy. They're all G, not apologizing.
Fair enough.
500 men go out to sea, 250 couples come back. Lieutenant Ugly Mother was 39 at the time, with short blonde hair, and overall short. She had tattoos on her shoulder blade region. Shocker.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Daddy issues, maybe, a little bit, possibly. This is the new trans stamp, has now moved from the lower back to between the tatas, just underneath. Seems to be the new way of recognizing a salutestitute. Tattoos, not a deal breaker. If you look like, if you look like a 5-year-old's wall, then there's problems.
Yeah, listen, if you're a woman and you show up with a whole sleeve tattoo, you are absolutely temporary.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to invest years of their time and effort to somebody who's already been walled and stalled out? Because typically women with tattoos, they get tapped and tattooed on the regular.
Yep. And then if you add in stuff like the piercings.
Oh, God.
Nipples. And especially if she's paying a perfect stranger to shove metal needles through her downstairs mix-up, you have somebody with severe issues who believes that inflicting pain on themselves is going to give them control over uncontrollable trauma.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
You can't fix her, dudes. I don't care how hot she is. If she has a sleeve, you need to put a sleeve on it and make sure that you don't leave your DNA at the bank.
If she has a sleeve, do your business and leave.
Yeah. If she has a sleeve, spunk and leave. Skeet and delete. Plow and disavow.
Dude, we're going to hell, man.
As long as don't pull a conceive and leave, because then you're fucked.
Then you're fucked, yeah. I'm trying to save those young guys out there. You got to use comedy.
Yes.
Because they're dumb. They're dick thinking. And they write checks with that penis that they never can cash.
Oh, yeah. And this woman must have really been, throwing off all the alarm bells for a 21 to 22-year-old to be just looking at her with this kind of regard. Because when you're that age, young and dumb and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb, you're willing to overlook a lot for a little bit of peace sleeve.
Yeah, well, she's 30. She's 39.
She's 39, yeah.
She's a lieutenant in the same billet for 4 years, all tatted up.
Yeah.
It just, listen, if a woman like that showed up and was in my chain of command, I would avoid that woman like the plague.
Well, especially after Dina, flat out that bad, toxic leaders are the first to abuse their authority. And when you have a poor female toxic leader who feels like she has to, metaphorically construct a cack out of poor decisions and throwing her weight around, it's even worse. She also had a disgusting barbed wire tattoo. This must have been the 90s. Everybody had the stupid barbed wire tattoo in the 90s. I don't understand it. Didn't understand it then. Don't understand it now.
I'm just wondering, are these tattoos visible while in uniform?
I guess we'll see. On her neck is where she had
this. That's
why
she was in the same billet for 4 years.
Yeah. She also had one on her neck. It was not the barbed wire tattoo. That is not the true tattoo. But she did have a tattoo on her neck.
Thus, same billet, 4 years. Dude,
less alcohol if you're going to write a story and demand us to make an episode about it. We appreciate your donation, but I need some help. I feel like I'm trying to translate the Dead Sea Scrolls out of ancient Aramaic. All right. That I cannot describe because that makes her kind of identifiable. Okay, so that's why we're skirting the identifier.
All right, no, first of all,
the
short
tattoo.
Woman, blonde hair, tattoos, you know, low rank in the military is really common today.
That describes a lot of chicks. Yeah,
I mean, you can't even throw a boomerang on post and not hit two or three of them.
Now, I don't know if this woman knew boundaries, but there was an SA harassment handbook. Lieutenant Ugly Mother, she knew the rules, so she talked to my commanding officer, and I was now supposed to help her with whatever duties she had.
No, it's another thing that's really common. They whine and complain about being overwhelmed by the job and not being supported by any of the subordinates. And then they wind up picking somebody from the platoon or the company to right seat, left seat with this particular officer to help smooth things over. And it's usually because they're incompetent and weak.
Mm-hmm. I can do everything a man can do except the basic things that I'm required to do as my job.
I've had a few female commanders handed off to me like that. I literally was the right seat, left seat. And I rehabilitated these female officers quite well.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time they were done with the 18 months being assigned to me, they had, been rectified.
Ah. So there's hope for them.
Yes, some of them, yes.
Like Gazowitz, you said she was a great soldier.
Oh, my God. She was great. It's a shame she got killed, man.
Yeah. May God bless her on her next adventure.
Shit-ass fucking thing, man.
Yeah, because I remember you talking, you know, high praise of Gazowitz.
Yeah, she got
Wasn't
whacked.
She the one who was like, I'm going to suck that dude's dick off?
No, that was an actually different female.
Oh, that was a different one. Okay, so you had another one who was pretty cool. Okay. Although she just did one of those overshare things that you don't need.
Yes, you don't ever do that with your E7.
It's like when, you know, it's like when Uma Thurman's going to put on some music and he's like,
I'm going to take a piss.
One of those rare times I was in the bar and a bunch of my other soldiers were there. And this one female E4 had a few too many because it was
a little bit.
And like, sorry, I want to suck that guy's dick off. And I'm like, I really didn't need to hear that. And it's time for me to leave.
At that point in time, you know, you're potentially a witness and you're like, what you don't know can't hurt you. And what you don't know, you can't testify to.
One of the things that saved my ass was the one drink rule.
Ah.
If I went out, I would drink one drink slowly. Usually it would take me about 35, 45 minutes. And then inside of an hour, I'm gone.
That's a good way to be.
They can't say I didn't go to the event. But I didn't fully participate in the craziness because that's how people go to Leavenworth and get kicked out of the service.
Yep. This is bad, right?
Yeah.
This is bad. Oh. At the time, I didn't know that was weird, but I did know that the military was biased against men.
Yes, it is. It's even worse now.
Way worse now, especially if you're white.
Well, see, in the old days, you're meat for the grinder during actual war.
Now you're just meat for the grinder.
But now you're
general.
Just meat for the grinder in general for everything.
Yeah, not just for war, but also for the bureaucracy, for the wokeness bullshit, everything.
You're the whipping boy. You'll be blamed for everything.
Yep.
I can't recommend you go in the service today. I just can't do it.
I mean, just look at the police training that they're putting out there for, you know, men versus women. Women are only required to bench like 45% of their body weight, and men are required to bench at least 90% of theirs. Do they get paid more for this?
No,
of course not.
No. But if you can bench your body weight, you are part of the minority of men out there.
Yeah. Jail. I just find it hilarious. No, you can totally do everything that we can do as long as there's reduced standards that put lives, infrastructure, materials, people at risk. It's
with
just,
welfare, yeah. Section 8. Isn't horny and more money.
I'm not even talking about all that stuff. I'm talking about this.
Well, they sit there and they live on this high horse that they're so independent, and they don't look down and see the pyramid of horse shit that's propping them up.
Yep.
But that's a different subject.
It is. Let's continue. So I don't know if this is still going on, but Washington has like a Halloween fair dance. I can't really describe where it is because maybe it could have changed. But she asked me out, and I said yes.
Oh my God.
This isn't going to go well.
No, he literally just lit the beacon to guide the laser-seeking bomb on top of his head. Warheads on foreheads, mm-hmm. Moranio.
You have a shit-seeking missile, and you're on its radar.
Correct. And it's going to hit you right in the business lips.
Your business lips better pucker up, Buttercup, yes. Because they're going to be deep-throating that whole missile.
You're going to get your butthole hair combed.
You're going to have a rocket where your cocket should be.
Yeah. You get a rocket in your socket.
It's going to blow off your cocket. So we go to this fair dance, and I see that she brought a lot of little liquor bottles, which I didn't know at the time were liquor bottles.
Are you serious in telling me you don't know what little liquor bottles are? What planet did you mature on?
Well, I thought they were the fancy Avon, like, shampoo bottles, Pop. That my mom used to order them and have them delivered by the other ladies in boxed wine in Catland.
Objection. Too much bullshit. Come on now.
Well, he was only 22 at the time. He may be new to the drinking scene. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Just that, though.
Seems okay.
I've never rolled a joint before. Now come now.
You're going to give him a Benny D?
Give him a Benny D.
All right, give him a...
That sounds terrible.
Give him...
You want a Benny D, baby? Oh, yeah. Hey, hook me up with that.
That's the benefit of the doubt.
You're going to get a Benny D. Okay. I like eggs Benny D with toast.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Better than Murray Darr, I suppose.
You don't want to go to Murray Darr's house. Just don't do it.
Especially not with bottles of mini liquor.
No.
And a horny superior officer with short blonde hair that you can't pull from the back. This is bad news bears, baby. This is going to go bad in a hurry. She started putting the liquor from these bottles inside her like water. Better than randomly putting you inside her like water.
Which will happen later on.
Yes, probably will. I saw her empty at least 4 of them. And the water bottle was only about 32 ounces. So each one of those is a double shot, right?
Each one's bottles. A shot, basically.
Okay.
So 4 shots in a drink of water. I mean, why not? Everyone does that.
It depends on your tolerance, of course. I know some people like one shot or shit, one beer is all it takes. But you do 4 in rapid succession, you're itching for a good time. And you might be itching from a good time later on if you pick poorly.
Yeah. Like 4 units of alcohol is my max I take in one day.
Correct. So, we were dancing for a little bit, and then she said she wanted to go home. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
So I drove her home, and here's where stuff gets interesting. But, yeah, that's how it starts. It seems innocent enough, and then they invite you in to watch a movie. Next thing you know, you're catching a charge. And not the kind that happens because you're smacking the alligator clips together while you're jumping a car.
Yeah, or you get a bad case of vaduh.
Vaduh. She says, I can't really walk very good. Which is BS, but let's continue.
Uh-huh.
So, I military lift her up. For the uninitiated, it's when her arm goes over your shoulder, close to your neck, and you carry her by her waist. So we go up the stairs into her house. She immediately takes off that ugly dress of hers. And that's where I got to see the shoulder blade tattoos. Mm-hmm. All right, so they were hidden before. This is how he knows they exist.
Okay.
And then she asks me, are you going to go first? Or am I going to go first? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And she says, am I going to pull down your pants and eat your ass?
Oh, my God.
And then you have an orgasm all over the floor? Are you going to do me first?
Yeah, that just sounds like trauma and charges.
I mean, I thought ass play was more of an 8th date kind of a thing. Alcohol-related incident available upon request only, of course.
This is turning out to be a meth and dick story.
Yes, it is. Some asshole literally talking shit. They want you to eat it up.
Do not tongue dart the shit box.
Never ever French kiss the business lips.
Yes. Do not do that.
Oh, no. No one likes seafood from the business lips.
Oh, God! Stop!
Smear some of that on a cracker, baby.
Stop! What has our world devolved into, man?
I don't know.
I mean, back in the day, after a dance, you think maybe you'll get an appendage sucked on or you know, put your stuff where it's supposed to go.
But
now people leave and people are eating ass.
Yeah.
What is going on?
He figured a couple of slow dances, a couple of drinks, maybe an awkward handy in you know the front seat of the deuce and a half. Instead, it's lick my butt.
Wow. There's a big difference in current year in 1980, 1990,
Army. All right. Yeah, that's some serious shit right here. No pun intended.
Yeah. Not a good deal.
This story took a left turn into Bizarro World really quick.
Well, that's what we do.
It is what we do.
That's why you come to the Ryan Roast.
I said, nothing like that's going to be happening tonight, bitch.
Good.
And that's when she got mad at me. There are two ways to secure a harassment charge. One is to sexually harass somebody.
Do it for real.
And two is to reject a woman who wants you sexually.
Well, there's a third one, when they get caught.
That's that too. Yes, if they get caught cheating, you can expect to have a few fingers pointed at you, possibly some cuffage and stuffage going on
yes.
as well. Because, you know, heaven forbid, you know, that Venn diagram of women and accountability actually come together like you did with her in the back seat before she decided it was a bad idea. She grabbed me by the throat.
Ooh.
I pushed her away, and then I go and give her a slap on the face. Now you just gave her physical evidence for the charge.
Yeah, you should not have done that.
That's bad news, Bears. I have
rule of thumb about face. Double time march, get the hell out of there.
Yeah. To quote every Star Wars movie ever made, I have a bad feeling about this. Now, how he worded this next part is virtually unintelligible, so I'm going to paraphrase it and boil it down for you. She was coming at him so hard that he felt he had no choice but to slap her. But apparently, if you hit somebody just right in the jaw, you can knock them out. And that's exactly what happened to her.
She suffered from GJS, glass jaw syndrome.
Glass jaw syndrome, and I'm sure the 4 shots of alcohol taken in rapid succession, along with a penchant for ass eating, probably didn't help.
Nope.
The situation. When your diet is booze and turds, you better be prepared to eat your words. That's a screen fire right there, brother. So I saw her fall down like a sack of potatoes. Then I grabbed her up in the sheets from her bed, put those on top of her, and I ran out the fucking back door, closing it behind me.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You better hope that she was drunk enough not to remember who she was with.
There's going
to
be repercussions. I'm just telling you right now.
I called my best friend and told him that I would be on this street. I ran 3 miles just on adrenaline. The good news is the bitch came back. That's the good news. I saw her Monday morning. Both said some stuff, but we let bygones be bygones that day. But I still fucking can't stand that bitch. But you went on a date with her and got to...
Yeah, what the hell were you thinking, man?
She's like all ready to have you eat her butthole and stuff. Obviously, she felt you two were on a very different level. You know, in all my years, I mean,
now you're old when you use that phrase.
By my years, when I was like a serial monogamist, also in the years when I just said fuck it and decided to become a man whore.
Uh huh.
Thankfully, I never had this situation drop in my lap.
No,
demanding access to my slot B.
Well, first of all, you're officially old when you use the phrase "in all my years."
In all my years, yes.
So, you're old now.
Well, I mean, everybody who watches this show on the regular knows I used to work at Blockbuster Video. I've already dated myself.
So have I. I don't even care anymore, man.
Fuck, you're old.
When you offer your butthole to somebody and they're like, "No, I'm good."
Yeah.
I'm sure there's an element of ego bruising going on there, pretty hardcore.
Well, if we have a change in administration, a lot of these useless shitbag officers need to get removed from the service.
Oh, without a doubt.
They are nothing but fucking dead weight.
They collect fruit salad because it's now easy to fail upwards in what used to be the last, like, penchant, the last bastion of meritocracy we had as a nation before we became a complete fucking joke.
Yep.
Because that's what we are now. We are a walking, talking, 250-year-old punchline. And it's sad.
It's bad and sad. Lad. It could be a fad.
Like Big Chad the Mad Lad.
Yeah.
Don't get mad or sad. Be glad that you have not been had. Because you watch this show, which isn't bad.
It's actually pretty good.
Just don't be a cad.
Yeah, yeah. Nice rhyming. I like it.
Yeah. You can actually find a good woman, maybe you'll be a dad. Just don't make it a fad. Don't pull a conceive and leave. Just because you got to dump your goo in her beef.
Well, wear your latex sleeve.
Make sure it don't leak like a sieve. Are we good at this or bad at this? I don't even know.
I don't care.
Eminem's watching this like...
No, he's not.
It's like, we're done.
Isn't he like basically retired now?
No, he just put out a new album, bro. I'm not sure if he's continuing his journey toward Jimmy Kimmelhood sellout neighborhood, but...
Well, I know he's, like, he really gets mad when you call him Eminem. He wants to be called by his name now.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
The artist formerly known as a snack treat.
Yep.
Don't care.
Neither do I.
As soon as you jumped on the Hollyweird bandwagon and started being all anti-Trump just because you thought it sold, you sold out.
That's right.
So my respect for him is nowhere near where it once was, if at all.
I really didn't have much for him. I don't know the man personally.
No, well, neither do I.
And I like maybe two of his songs. The rest of them, nah. And yeah. Songs is like... You know, used lightly.
It's very used. Yeah, just light usage. Yeah.
It's more like a rhythmic bitching about the world.
Rhythmic bitching. That's what we should call it. Yeah, that's what rap is. It's rhythmic bitching.
Yeah.
He's right.
Let us know, dudes, if you have any of your own shitting where you eat stories, specifically military grade, or hell, not even just the water cooler drama sort of way. Because if you have those stories, it means that you did not purchase the Working Man's Survival Guide.
And he's asking for it.
Yeah, and if you have gone back for seconds to the same shit buffet in the office, perhaps you need a lobotomy. It's, after all, it's a miracle cure, just like the puberty blockers, right?
And getting your stuff sawed off.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good idea, right? No.
And it's totally not intellectually incongruent to say that children under the age of 5 can totally decide whether or not to mutilate themselves, but an 18-year-old girl dating a 30-year-old guy doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We need to point out the hypocrisy of the world, folks. The way that you fight wokeness is to mock it mercilessly.
You have to.
And when your friends pull dumb shit like this and think it's okay to shit where they eat with a toxic boss, you need to be mocking them too, because that's how dudes look out for each other.
There's no upside to that, man.
No. This dude is very lucky that she just took the L and moved on, because she could have easily ended his military career by pointing one finger, even though the other three would be pointing at her.
Yeah, and I've seen lots of guys who are completely innocent, beat all the charges, beat everything, and still get kicked out.
What in the butt, bud, baby?
Yep.
If you guys like this content, you feel like supporting us, scan the QR codes on the screen. You know, get some after parties, some good times. First Sunday of every month, we do movie streams, and every Sunday, this dude here gives you a glimpse into the inner workings of his black dead heart.
Yeah, usually the supporter streams on Sundays. I cover subjects that will be seen coming up on the show. And then every now and again, we have Army Story Night, Ghost Story Night, Supernatural stuff.
Yeah, man.
I mean, and the supporters may hear that firsthand.
Yep. And yeah, so for you guys who have been watching the Pop Storytime videos, that's literally just a glimpse into what the supporters streams hold. So if you guys enjoy that and you want to be a part of it while it's live, help us out. We appreciate everything. I know that the economy is tough, so we don't expect it, but if you do help us out, we're not worthy.
Thank you so much.
Just don't expect us to eat ass, because you...
That's not gonna happen.
Are you going first or my? See you guys next time.
Take it easy.